From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 23rd day of August, 2016. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. A bit later in the program, we'll discuss the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. Brian Grady joined me about an hour and a half ago as he was just crossing into the great state of Illinois. We'll take a look at the Ohio numbers reported by Pro Farmer last week, the numbers from South Dakota too, and we'll discuss what he found in Indiana. We'll also try to check in with Chip Flory. He's out on the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. As we close out our time together, we'll discuss the weather forecast. That with Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And it all happens right here on Illinois Public Media's Closing Market Report. Find us online at WILLAG.org.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
In Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon, corn futures finished lower. September contract down 4 3/4 at 328.5. December down 5 1/4, 337 1/4 the settlement price. The March off 5 1/4 at 347. And next year's December down 3 3/4 at 377 1/4. September soybeans down a penny at $10.34 1/4. November 10.13.5, 2 1/4 lower. January 2.5 lower. The March down 1 1/4. July down a penny. Next year's November beans at 953. 3/4 down 2. Bean oil unchanged on the day. Bean meal down $1.80. Soft red winter wheat 7.5 cents lower in the lead. September at 407 3/4. July at 473.5, down 7.5. And the hard red down 5 3/4 at 469 3/4. Live cattle futures were down 57.5 cents in the October at 109.77.5. September feeder cattle at 143.92.5, 50 cents lower in lean hogs in the October. $60.80. Down 35 cents. We're now joined by John Hester from Newmarket, Indiana, with L&M Commodities. He's filling in for Wayne Nelson this afternoon. Thanks for doing that, John.
Hi, Todd. I appreciate doing your show.
Hey, I do appreciate you being along with us today. I know that the folks that are on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour actually traveled right through Newmarket. I saw one of the maps this afternoon. What kind of crops do you think they found right in your area?
Montgomery County here, I think my personal opinion is if they're in a lot of 200 bushel corn plus, there's going to be a lot of unhappy people. And I think beans 55 to 65. I mean, they look that good and the corn looks excellent. So
let's turn your attention to what happened in Chicago for the day. Corn futures were a bit lower. Why did they move down 4 cents?
I think part of it is that they're expecting Russia to export more corn this year. And I think also that China's still trying to auction off some of their old corn. I don't think they've got near all of it auctioned off yet, but they're still working at it every day, and, you know, that put pressure on it. And I think that also, it's the fact that the crop ratings went up a little bit in the corn. And, you know, the government's still saying 170 bushel or 175 bushel. And, you know, the increased crop ratings, that may justify it. So I think that's what the traders are thinking now.
And on the soybean side, futures in the beans held steady, finishing up, rather just down a penny or down a couple, depending on which contract you were looking at.
You know, I think the beans, it's just the weather's excellent for beans right now, and, you know, maybe the traders are just waiting back for this September 12th crop report to come out before they make any big moves one way or another.
Farmers content just to sit back and watch the market for the time being?
Yes, I think so. I know I've got one friend that he's got about 100 acres of beans he's going to cut next week, so we'll get an idea on maybe some of the early beans. But as far as I know, there's no corn or beans moving around here. You know, maybe some people sweeping the bins out and getting a half semi-load or whatever, and, you know, just getting cleaned up for harvest.
Anything that you're discussing with them every time that they call in, whether that's about crop insurance and or other items that they might be considering in their marketing plans?
you know, we feel like here that, you know, if you can sell beans off a combine for $10 plus, that you need to be selling some if you haven't sold any. Corn, you know, anytime we could get up close to $4, which we're not close to that at the present time, but we feel like you ought to be selling $4 corn also.
Many takers on the $10 beans?
Oh, I think there will be if we get back up there where, you know, you can get $10 cash, and it may be very close right now. I'm not sure what the market is. I think it was about 35 cents under over here, so. And the pod counts on the crop tour look to me like they've been pretty good.
And they've been high, and we'll hear more about those in just a bit. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you filling in this afternoon.
Oh, thank you very much for talking to me, Todd. Have a good day.
You too, John. That's John Hester. He is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always hear him again if you'd like. On our website, the address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. All this week, the folks from the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour are scouting fields throughout the Midwest. Brian Grady, the editor of the Pro Farmer newsletter, is leading the eastern leg of the tour. He joins us now to update us on the Ohio numbers from yesterday and what they've been finding in the great state of Indiana today. Brian, thanks so much for being with us. Where are you at this point in time?
We just crossed into eastern Illinois, so we are done sampling on my route in Indiana, and now we'll, this afternoon we'll be here in Illinois taking samples from the eastern portion of the state. We did finish up Ohio last night, like you mentioned, and we have those numbers. 148.96 was the average yield on 111 samples pulled from the state there. That was up just 0.4% from last year, what we found on tour. Now, we don't compare to USDA's August 1 number, but I think you can compare the percentage changes. And on August 1, USDA put the Ohio corn yield at 163 bushels per acre. That was up 6.5%. So they were up 6.5% on their yield calculation. We were up 0.4%. So based on that, we didn't find the same amount of corn in Ohio that what USDA did as of August 1. Could be several reasons for that, I think. One, we only sample from Columbus to the west and then north of there. We have three routes to go south of there, but we don't go very far south. And then we also don't do the eastern portion of Ohio. So that may account for some of the difference there. And then the other factor is those areas that we were in were the hardest hit by weather. So that western, northwestern portion of the state were probably the worst weather-wise this year. Whereas the southern and eastern areas had much better weather. So we were sampling from the poorer area, and that probably has something to do with the difference there as well.
Just to wrap up that again, USDA August 1 was 163 bushels to the acre. The crop tour actual at 148.96. South Dakota numbers, and I don't know whether you talked to Chip very much about this, but right at 150 bushel the acre, 149.78. USDA was at 147 bushels to the acre. Now, tell me a little bit about what you found in Indiana throughout the day today.
Well, we got into Indiana, the eastern portion, yesterday, actually. And then that continued on through the western portion of the state. And as we've come west, the yields on my route anyway have definitely increased. We saw some pretty good corn today. There's some variability out there, and that's what's keeping it from being monster yields in some of these fields. So you come out and we pull ears 5, 8, and 11 from one of the two rows that we count the ears on. And, you know, we've had several fields where it's one big ear, one medium-sized ear, and then one smaller ear. Whereas if you had that bigger, you know, three big ears, you got a really big yield. If you got two medium-sized ears and a big ear, then you got a pretty darn good yield. And that it's that third ear that's kind of pulling things down right now in some of these fields. So, you know, and it's kind of variable. You don't really know when you pull up from the road. A lot of the corn looks the same, and you get out in there, and some of them have three good size ears, and some have those smallish ears.
And your expectations for the rest of the day as you head into Illinois to find better crops?
Well, based on what USDA put the state at, tying a record from 2014 at 200 bushels per acre, we better find some pretty darn good corn here in Illinois. And, you know, we have the western half of the state to tour through tomorrow and sample from, but the state, pretty much, it can't have too many duds coming out of these fields, or else you wouldn't get to that 200 bushel average. So I guess that'll give us at least a snapshot on the eastern half of the state of whether USDA's on point or not with that 200 bushel yield estimate that they came out with in August.
I suspect you'll have much to talk about when you get to Bloomington tonight. What time does that start and where at?
We start at 5:30 with a social hour. Dinner is about 6:30, I believe, and then the program should get started 7:15. That's kind of fluid, depending on how we're doing with our data in and tabulating all that stuff. It's at the Doubletree off of Veterans Parkway there.
Mm-hmm. So invitations have already been put out. You can always check the Pro Farmer website for those. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk with you again tomorrow, Brian.
You betcha, Todd.
Now, from the western leg of the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour, Matt Bennett joins us. He's someplace in Nebraska, and I suppose you've traveled through that state for a day and a half or so at this point, Matt?
About a full day now, yeah.
What have you found?
You know, today we've had pretty disappointing results on our corn. We've been in more than 50% of the field that we've been in have been irrigated, and we haven't found a 200 bushel yield yet. So I would say over 12 stops, our average is around 140, 145. We're just not seeing the corn yields anywhere like what USDA was saying.
Is there an underlying problem that suggests to you why those yields are so low?
I think there's several things going on. You know, first of all, in the irrigated, I don't know if they had issues planting or what, but we've found a lot of populations in the 18,000 to 25,000 range, and, you know, ears filled out all the way to the end. Nice big ears, and obviously they could have stood quite a bit more population in those instances. Seen a fair amount of disease in places, and then, I've heard a lot of guys talking about green snap. I haven't seen as much green snap as some of the other ones, but a lot of scouts talking about it.
Have you talked to any farmers along the way to figure out why the pops are so low?
Yeah, I talked to a couple guys last night in Grand Island, and they reiterated that, the planting conditions weren't perfect. They were fairly wet, and so that's part of the reason why they ended up with stand counts like they did.
So really not that they didn't plant the population, they just didn't have enough vigor and it was too wet to get it all up?
I think it's a combination, but for the most part, the last 3 years that I've been on this tour, it seems like population's always been surprisingly low to me in Nebraska, especially in the irrigated areas.
It sounds fairly disappointing. Is it different from what you hear from other routes in Nebraska?
No, talking to the Bloomberg reporter that's on our route and the Thomson Reuters reporter that's on our route, I believe that what we're finding is pretty similar to what everyone else is finding. I think that we'll be lucky to be over 160 as a group this evening, but, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
And where are you landing tonight?
Nebraska City.
All right, so we'll hear more about that, and we'll try to get some information out as quickly as possible. Hey, thanks, Matt, and safe travels.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
That's Matt Bennett. He's a Bennett Consulting, Channel Seeds, out of Windsor, Illinois, on the western leg of the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Now let's talk to the leader of that leg, Chip Flory. He's with Pro Farmer and the editorial head there, also host a program that airs at the same time as this program does. You should probably take a look around for it and find it on the web. AgWeb carries it. It's called Market Rally. Hey, thanks so much. You are a busy dude, Chip. Thanks for taking time to spend with us today.
Man, you bet.
Hey, so tell me about what you found so far this week in the Western Leg.
Yeah, we've got final results for South Dakota. We came back at about 150 bushels per acre. That was off 9.7% from the tour results from last year. USDA on August 1 was down 7.5%. So we're kind of in the same ballpark there, Todd, but it feels like maybe there's a little bit of downside room left for that South Dakota corn yield. On soybeans, We were off about 8%. USDA on August 1, their yield was up 8.7% from last year. So again, it feels like we're basically in the same ballpark, but that South Dakota crop is going to need another rain to even to get to the 42 bushels. It's going to need another rain here in the next 10 days or 2 weeks.
And then as you traveled through Nebraska, did you find as disappointing the irrigated fields as Matt Bennett has so far?
Yeah, we are, Todd. The irrigated fields here in Nebraska, I expected better things. As a matter of fact, on my route that I'm running in southeast Nebraska, our dry land yield is actually above our irrigated yield. It's pretty tough to explain, but we did go through an area that experienced some green snap at just the wrong time, either at pollination or just after pollination. So that maybe stole a few ears from us. But I think the real story here is that on the grain length in Crop District 6 in Nebraska last year, we were at 7.1 inches. This year, we're at about 6.5 inches on our grain length. And it went, on a percentage basis, that's a pretty big hit to yield. And so we're taking a hit, I think, mostly on the grain length, but we could be missing a few ears out there because of some green snap and some other weather issues.
Any idea why the ears are shorter?
I would guess, Todd, that it's the heat. It hasn't been oppressively hot. I get that. But it has been a couple of degrees above normal. We've had some high nighttime temperatures. And as we're pushing that crop into development, that may be one of the reasons that we're getting that shorter grain length out there. Because, you know, they're putting water on it, Todd. It's not like they just shut the irrigators down and decided to give up. They're putting the water on it, and it's got to be the temperature deviation from normal.
Probably some of those high nighttime temperatures, I would think.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again later in the week.
Sounds great, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Chip Flory is leading the western leg of the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour. You can find all the details about that tour in a couple of ways. First, visit our website, willag.org. Of course, you can visit AgWeb or Pro Farmer's website as well to check out all the details on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon, the 23rd day of August. On Day is here now from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. To discuss the weather forecast, let's start in the Midwest. Looks like it's going to cool down. Actually, it's been really nice in the evenings already, but rainfall is on the way. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've got several opportunities over the coming days and really the next couple of weeks for shower and thunderstorm activity. Now, initially, it looks like it'll be wet tonight and tomorrow as we get into Missouri, as we get into most of Illinois, most of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And then this will expand eastward and we'll get most of the other areas of the Corn Belt as we get to the second half of the week. As we have a pattern, Todd, that is not really unlike what we've had for most of the summer, where we have these systems come in from the north and west, coming on through about every 3 or 4 days, offering up some shower and thunderstorms. And every time they go through, they sort of put a governor on temperatures, not allowing the temperatures to get established as being too warm. And so a lot of what we've seen here in the month of August, we're going to see right on through the rest of the month.
Does it come courtesy of any big system someplace else, or just sort of what's been happening over the last week or so?
Sort of what's been happening. I do think there may be some of the modeling is suggesting that we may have some pretty significant rains in the western areas, Missouri in particular, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. You know, that would be an area that may get a little bit too wet with some Gulf of Mexico moisture getting pushed up into the Midwest. But what we're going to see, I think, in terms of the weather over the next 2 or 3 weeks is a continuation of what we've seen. If there's going to be anything that's going to be different is we're going to have to watch the tropics. We need to watch the southeast United States, Florida, some of the Gulf Coast states, some of the southeast United States. There's some hints that there could be some tropical storm and even hurricane activity next week or two.
Other parts of the world or the United States that you've been keeping track of that we need to be concerned about?
Well, certainly the far western areas, California, going to continue to be dry, although a little bit cooler. That'll be some concern there. If we go over and looked over at the eastern areas of Europe, they've got a forecast that looks pretty good for the tail end of the season there. It looks to be a little bit drier. but also temperatures are going to be pretty good. If we go over to China, we look at a weather forecast there that is not unlike what we're going to have in the Midwest. It's going to be fairly moist. It looks like rainfall will be fairly abundant, especially in the central, northern, and southern and southwest growing areas.
Hey, Don, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. A reminder that tomorrow I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to go golfing with Croft Fertilizer in Greenview, Illinois, along with my brothers, and then head down to St. Louis with my daughter for a Cardinal game. I should enjoy that. However, I've got something really special planned for you. Last week, during the Agronomy Day, the speaker at the noon hour was Josh Whitman, the athletic director here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. He did a fantastic job. I thought you'd be interested to hear what he has to say about the athletics program at the University of Illinois tomorrow. That'll air during the Closing Market Report. I'll also try to get you an update of the Nebraska and Indiana Pro Farmer Crop Tour numbers, all for the Closing Market Report tomorrow afternoon right here on Illinois Public Media.